Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
We have this week learned that Waymo, which is a company that owns and operates driverless vehicles in various cities around the country.
Part of Google.
Yeah, like San Francisco. They're huge in San Francisco and some of the bigger cities in the country, and they've been testing in different markets. And basically, it's like an Uber or a Lyft. You get in, and there's no driver, and it takes you to your destination anyway. Well, they're testing in St. Louis. And eventually, driverless vehicles will be operational here. It's going to take a little bit of time, but they're testing right now. And joining us to discuss about that is KMOX's auto expert and the general manager of Sparks Tire and Auto in St. Charles, Greg Damon, on the show. What's going on, Greg?
Oh, not much, fellas. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you being on today, Greg. All right. I know that eventually driverless vehicles are going to be everywhere, and I know that the technology will continue to improve. But right now, I'm still a little, uneasy about them. What are your thoughts on driverless vehicles?
I got to tell you, I'm a little uneasy as well. I've been in this business for a long time. It's kind of scary to me to take that human control out of the driving down the road with hundreds of cars passing you, behind you, in front of you, on the side of you, whether they're coming at you or going with you in the same way. It's kind of scary. Like, hey, what happens if something, what happens if it's a fault? What happens if it's a mechanical breakdown? How am I going to be able to rectify this situation? So it is scary for me too.
Well, do these things, have you ridden in one, Greg?
I have not ridden in one, but let's face it, look now at all the drone airplanes that we have flying right overhead constantly. So the issue for cars, though, for me, is I don't feel that we really have all the infrastructure. And what I mean by that, these cars have sensors all over them. You guys have been in cars where you look at the dash panel and it shows you a 360-degree view around the car. And that's what these cars do. They have all sorts of radar, LIDAR, sensors all over them, so they can detect anything around that vehicle. And it accelerates, decelerates, brakes when it has to, when it sees an object or something in front of it. The issue, what I say by not having the infrastructure, is what happens when it's snowing? Mm-hmm. What happens when it's raining? What happens when it's dark and these sensors can't pick up the lines on the road, the middle line and the edge of the road? What happens when it cannot pick those up? And if you happen to be in the car, that's my concern about it.
So the argument against that would be, well, that happens to humans too. Sometimes they can't see out the front window and they are still driving when it's snowy or rainy or whatever. What would you say about that then?
Well, no, you're 100% correct. And, you can actually take out distracted driving and or, impaired driving on these Waymo vehicles, because you don't have a driver that, could be impaired or be sick or anything else. It takes that human element out of it. But for me personally, sitting in the back seat of a vehicle, again, this is just my personal opinion, sitting in the back seat of a vehicle where it's just going by itself, you know, it's not a ride at Six Flags where it's on a track and it's not going to run off the road. I would just be apprehensive. And it's just, that's just my many years in the business.
Well, and you think about all of the potential things you could encounter, a flat tire, a stalled car in front of you that just gives out, a car coming the wrong way on a one-way street. I mean, I would think you'd have to program this thing for any potential event that might occur.
No, you're 100% correct, and it's not even the programming, but you know, everybody's seen the Google cars around with the big stem sticking out of the top, and that's what it kind of does. It's got sensors all the way around on it, so it can act in within milliseconds of what's needed to be done in an evasive maneuver. But you know what happens if you're on the highway, a divided highway, and a tire comes from the other lane into your lane? You know, is it going to be able to react fast enough? I don't know. That's just my worry about it.
Talking to automotive expert Greg Damon here on 104.1 FM KMOX. With the technology the way it is right now, and of course there are always going to be improvements, it will, you know, I'm sure that decades from now it will be as close to perfect as possible, though I guess no technology ever is. What would have to happen in order for you as an automotive expert to feel more comfortable with these vehicles?
For me personally, I mean, and it is definitely the way of the future. There is no doubt about it. I'm sure my kids will, there will be no issue with them getting in one, and they will feel comfortable and not have any problem with it. For me, it's just, you know, we made so many advances in automotive safety today with the safety features that are put on, like blind spot detection, cruise controls that will actually slow down if there's a car in front of you. So all this incorporates into this Waymo vehicle. It has even more sensors on it than that. But for me, what is it when the elements outside are bad? That is the big thing for me. So again, you know, the snow, the rain, if it can't pick up something on the highway, you know, what happens if somebody walks out in front? Is it going to be able to slow down as fast? But again, that goes back with the human element as well. Or can you do that too? So I don't know. I'm just old and stubborn.
Okay. Greg Damon's with you. No, you're not. You are not old. I've seen, like, I know that sometimes when you're driving, when a person is driving, it's difficult to tell that a road is slick. Does a car like this, does a Waymo car, is it able or is it not able to predict or detect road conditions well? Does it have difficulty with that?
Well, it would have difficulty with it too, especially in the case of like this morning with black ice out there. Nobody's going to be able to see that. But with the advanced capabilities the car has, hopefully it will be able to employ its analog brake system and not get it to go into a spin. You know, that's another thing too with these Waymo. We talked about taking the human element out of it. They're going to accelerate smoothly. They're not going to be herky jerky on the brake pedal. So, you know, everything will be smooth. That will be a much safer issue when it is icy out or things like that. Or who knows, they may not be able to employ them when they're icy out as well.
So we've all had the experience of having to go out and buy a car. And for some, it's entirely pleasurable. And for others, it's a dread. Do you foresee a day, Greg, where it's more economically efficient to just take a driverless car back and forth to work every day, take it around town, take it to the grocery store? Or will we always be a society that owns our own cars?
Well, that is a great question. I mean, if I put my, you know, my Carnac hat on and predict the future, I'm going to say,
you just did show your age just now.
Exactly.
Carnac.
You know, I think it is definitely the wave of the future. I think eventually that we're going to see more and more autonomous vehicles. They've made great strides with it. I did a story many years ago about BMW were one of the first in technology as far as autonomous cars. And they did this at a shopping mall to where the car came up to the front of the shopping mall, let the driver out, The car went and found a parking space in the parking garage, backed itself in, completely shut down. The driver came out of the store, called the car on the cell phone. The car fired up, drove out of the parking garage, and went and picked the driver back up at the entrance to the mall. So, I mean, I think eventually we're going to see this in everything. And I think it's going to be a car that is going to be sold at dealerships where there will not be a driver.
And now we've got driverless cars and no shopping malls.
And no shopping malls, exactly. But, you know, let's throw this. If that ever comes to it, what is going to be the cost to repair this when one of these sensors go bad or something like that? Right now, the cost to manufacture this vehicle is about $200,000 per car to manufacture these vehicles, and they're using a Jaguar I-Pace, I believe, is what the car they're going to tout here in St. Louis. That's what's going to really ramp up the cost for consumers. Is what happens on a breakdown? What happens, is it going to have to use specialty tires? Is it going to have to use specialty, obviously, electronics inside the car? What kind of batteries is it going to have to use? So I think the cost would certainly be exorbitant for consumers, but I do see a day when it's going to happen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, so explain this, the difference between how much different is the technology, or how more complicated is the technology with a self-driving car, one fully autonomous, versus, like the Teslas now, that you can set it to stay in the lanes. You know, it can drive for you, but you still have to be there behind the wheel. How much different is that technology?
Well, it's the thing in the Tesla is the technology that has moved forward to these autonomous cars. So that, that's kind of where they started. But as I said, the technology on this, they use a combination of radar, just like on an airplane. They use a combination of sensors around the car to detect objects in front of it. They also use what they call LIDAR, which is a laser radar, which sends out light beam pulses out in the front, hits whatever and comes back, and it's able to compute what that is. There's all sorts of different kind of technology or even computers that go into this that's able to make calculations in a millisecond to be able to keep this inside the road, the speed of the vehicle, to be able to brake on the vehicle. Also has cameras all over as well. There's going to be cameras in the windshield and the rear tailgate. There'll be cameras on every corner of the vehicle that also senses and takes pictures constantly of what's going on around it.
I'm assuming these Waymo cars are electric, right? They're not running on petrol.
Correct.
Yeah. I know you're not a big fan of the electric vehicle, and I share that with you, but it does seem like we are moving as a country, at least, if not worldwide, to a reliance on pretty much exclusively electric cars. Is that accurate?
Well, here again, and people say that I'm not a big proponent of electric cars. The reason I'm not is because, again, we just don't have the infrastructure. I wouldn't want to own a car or drive a car that my max mileage would be 300 miles. And then the car would just die, and I, you know, wouldn't be able to move it. You know, again, what happens in, you know, when it's cold outside, like today, 13 degrees outside, you got your heater on, that takes energy away from your battery. You got your seat heaters on, that takes energy away from your battery. You got your lights on, same thing, wipers on. And so all of a sudden your mileage starts going down, down, down. So for me, I would not feel comfortable driving or being able to commute with that, not knowing that this car dies, it's not going to be run out of gas. I can go get gas and put right in it. It's going to die, and I'm going to have to get it towed right away. So that, you know, that's one of my big issues with electric cars. I think eventually, you know, it's going to get better and better. The battery technology is going to get better and better, where we'll be able to squeeze more mileage out of it. But again, when you have an electric car, where is the cost offset? Because how do we make electricity here in the Midwest? We burn coal. So how does that help the emissions by driving an electric car when I'm burning more coal, polluting the air more to charge my electric car? Plus the cost of insurance at home with the charging, and you have to pay for a charger to be put in your house. I'm not sure the cost offset of it.
We'll have to be nuclear power in the future, probably. Hey,
I think hydrogen power, that's going to be the way of the future.
There is one comment, somebody watching us on Facebook, and you can watch the show Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and it's Joe, who says, if we buy a car like this and it gets in a wreck, is the owner held liable, or is it the programmers of the vehicle for insurance purposes? Which is a good question.
That's a fantastic question.
Yeah, who's at fault then?
Well, I think ultimately it would come down to you owning the vehicle and your insurance. If you have, you know, if my 16-year-old son jumps in my car and gets in a wreck, who's liable? I'm liable for it. So usually the insurance follows the car. But, you know, what would the insurance cost be on something like that? It'd be astronomical.
Greg Damon, automotive expert with us here on KMOX, general manager of Sparks Tire and Auto in St. Charles. As always, we appreciate you. Thanks, Greg.
So much a pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.